This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Experts say mandatory wildfire building codes can reduce the loss of homes when blazes hit communities. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, states across our region are taking very different approaches.
Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho, and Wyoming have no statewide wildfire building codes. Colorado adopted a code last year with enforcement expected to begin this year. Most other western states are somewhere in between. That's according to a recent report and accompanying map.
I think the most important takeaway of our map is that most of the states in the West are considering implementing some type of building code to reduce their wildfire risk at the statewide level.
That's Ryan May Handy, a planner with the nonprofit think tank Headwaters Economics. She says one of the goals is to show state leaders possible solutions being tried elsewhere. Research shows that home hardening and other measures can significantly increase home survivability. Handy also says they could help address the insurance crisis facing many Western communities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The CU Anschutz School of Medicine is launching a program where students can earn a medical degree in 3 rather than 4 years. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The move comes in response to doctor shortages in some specialties of medicine, like primary care and pediatrics. The program also comes as new changes are happening that limit how much students can take out in federal loans. Here's Dr. Jennifer Adams, Associate Dean for Medical Education.
We are concerned about student debt. We are concerned about the workforce. So this is an investment that we believe in, and this is a pilot program we want to try.
She says about 35 medical schools around the U.S. have similar programs. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.